Well, hey, real estate fans, Alice Lima here, broker John L. Scott in beautiful Southern Oregon. Another edition of the weekly podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how in the last 5 years, Oregonians have averaged a 50% increase in their property values. Yep, 50%. We're also going to touch briefly on the new foreclosure and short sale stats in Southern Oregon. It's going to be great. So first, let's talk about what's happened with values in the last 5 years in the state of Oregon. So on average, every single property owner has gained about 50% in the last 5 years, which is astonishing, absolutely astonishing. But it just goes to show, even though we had hyperacceleration because of the COVID and the fires, Southern Oregon still usually has some annual net gain of 3 to 6%, 5 to 9%. It just kind of, our normal run rate is still something to crow about, because Southern Oregon has that lifestyle. We have the rural districts, we have the mountains, we have the lakes, we have urban centers that have enough services to keep our population happy. And for the most part, it's a pretty casual lifestyle. And so a lot of people want to be here. And since the COVID, even more people have discovered us and want to be here. And so we're looking out into the future and trying to determine, because there's a lot of bad news on the press that there's a housing crash coming. And definitely the economy is hard right now. The inflation alone is enough to pull your hair out. And then you add the interest rate increases. But all that aside, I just want to reinforce that this chart from KCM, Keeping Current Matters, showing Oregonians have on average over 50% equity in the last 5 years is really, really exciting. Now, going back to the conversation about, are we going to have a housing crash or not? We still have a shortage of housing supply. Even in Southern Oregon, we're up, our inventory is up from this time last year, somewhere between 23% and 43%. From last year, but it's still not enough. We're still behind. So again, please begging anybody thinking of selling in the next couple of years, think about doing it now. We still have a ton of buyers and we understand the market conditions. So that's valuable too. Touching on our foreclosure and our short sale, we're going to start reporting on this a little bit more just so that you could see the data I'm watching and come to your own conclusion whether or not we're going to have a housing crash in the next year or so. So this is Jackson County, and these are reports that our local MLS, Rogue Valley Association of Realtors, puts out. They're absolutely fabulous. They have so much data on that website, but we're only going to talk about the foreclosure and the foreclosure and short sale traffic, because it's just not that much. And I took the time to compare it to 2009. So here you go. In 2009, in Jackson County, we had short sales, 211 short sales in Jackson County in 2009. Right now we have one. But we have one. Our foreclosure activity in 2009 in Jackson County, 725. Right now in Jackson County, we have 8. And that's still low, but we have 8. In Josephine County in 2009, our short sale activity was 44. Right now in Josephine County, 0. The foreclosure traffic in Josephine County in 2009, 194. Right now in Josephine County, 4. Again, not very much, but still something. Let's do Klamath. In 2009, Klamath had one short sale, and right now they have 0. And in Klamath County in 2009, they had 16 foreclosures, and right now they have 5. So we'll track this from time to time. We'll track it more often just to kind of put people's minds at rest. And also, because we're watching this every week and reporting on this every week, you're going to see if something's going to happen. Okay. Short of another catastrophic world event or national event, we're going to see it coming because we have the data. Okay. So that's our podcast for today. And congratulations to all the homeowners over the last 1 to 5 years who have had a positive equity boost. Yay for that. And our hearts go out to anybody who's in a short sale or foreclosure. But you can come back from that. And if you need some help, just give me a call, give me a text. Also, if you're ready to list your house, if you want to do some investing, first time buyers, also great with downsizers, upsizers, riverfront, and rural property, as well as multifamily. So real estate's my bag. I do it all. Call me, text me, 541-301-7980. And yeah, I want to be your agent. So let's talk about what we can do for your real estate next step. Have a beautiful weekend. Hug those you love. Bye now.